Blog Talk Radio.
One family that had eight people to
to die as a result of this horrific tragedy that happened. And I was thinking about, there's a scripture that we want to talk about for just a few minutes. It's a pretty much familiar scripture that we talk about a lot, but we're going to share it with you, but we're going to share it with you in a different context than what we have heard from before. It's in the book of Habakkuk. It's an Old Testament book. The prophet Habakkuk had went to God, and he gave God his problem. In chapter one, he just cried out to God, and depending upon what version of the Bible, I have a version here, the Message version, that says, you know, God, how long do I have to cry out for help before you listen? How many times do I have to yell at you before you come to the rescue? Why do you force me to look at evil, stare trouble in the face day after day? And so many of us have had, you know, some bad experience in our lives. You know, many people on this talk show tonight have experienced death from a husband or from a parent or from someone. And the question is, but why God? You know, is justice a joke? I mean, is God not there? And as you know, when you get a chance to read that first chapter of Habakkuk is just addressing God, and he's pouring out his heart, and, you know, says, you know, don't you hear me? I've been, you know, how much longer do I have to call you for help? And we have so many situations in our lives that we just don't know what God is saying. You know, is he silent? Does he even hear us? We've had some lonely nights. We've had some long days. We may even have had some long years, and we're looking for answers. And so after you read that first chapter of Habakkuk, where he is just crying out and just pleading with God to do something about, you know, all of the things that are happening around him that's not good, in chapter 2, God responds to Habakkuk. And just like he responds to Habakkuk, he responds to us too. But one of the things I thought was really interesting is Habakkuk was standing and anticipation of God's responses. So the question I want you to ask yourself today, are you in anticipation of God's answers? It's okay to ask him the question, but then you want to wait to see what his answer is. In chapter 2, that very first part, you know, Habakkuk says, I'm standing at the guard post. I'm standing at the tower. I am in anticipation of what you're going to say, because he knows that the Lord is going to speak to him. Do you know that the Lord is going to speak to you? Do you believe? Do you hope for a response from God for clarity and understanding? Sure you do. So I want you to, you know, sort of, if you have your Bibles with you, you can fire up your electronic devices, or you can, you know, flip open to the pages in your Bible and look at chapter 2 of Habakkuk, because he actually does respond to Habakkuk. And before we kind of actually go into what he actually says, I'm thinking, you know, do we ever get ahead of God and say, I know what God is going to say, and don't wait for his answer and just go ahead and do some things on our own? Or do we become so, do we become depressed and feel like God just has not heard our cry and we don't know what to do? I want to encourage you to find a place of peace within yourself where you can hear what God is saying to you and say, you know, Lord, I don't know how long it's going to be before I hear from you, but I'm going to wait. And while I'm waiting for you, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to get to work. I'm going to do some things. I'm not going to lay around and mope and be sad. So let's look at that chapter 2. And actually, I'm in the Message Bible because I just love the way that reads. And so it starts out by saying, what's God going to say to my questions? I'm braced for the worst. Isn't that what we do? We brace for the worst possible situation. Habakkuk says, I climbed the ladder and I looked out over the horizon because I'm not sure how he's going to answer me when he does. Then God answers. It says, write this down, Habakkuk. Write what you see. He says, I want you to write it out in big block letters. so that it can be read while you're on the run and while other people are on the run. He said this vision is actually a message. It's a witness for what is about to happen. Think about what's going on in your life. When God gives you an answer, write it down. Get you a journal. That's a great gift to receive for your Christmas present. Or how about just going out this weekend and getting a journal? Get a pretty one. Sometimes I just write in regular little spiral or composition notebooks, but I have a couple of journals here that are very pretty. Spend a little extra money, and they have pretty paper to write on. And so when, as you hear God speaking to you, write that message down and then convey it to others. Put it in places where others can see what that message is. What does that message in your life look like? I don't know, but you do. What could it say? It could say, work with other widows. It can say, go out in your community and do some things. It could say, start a business. It could say, write a book. It could say, be patient. It could say, it's time to change jobs. I don't know what your message will say, and we don't know when God's going to give it. Sometimes he gives my messages when I'm doing other things, and I have to stop, and I take out my phone or my iPad, and I make a little note in there because it was a great idea, because when I don't do that later on, I'm trying to recall that idea. I can't remember, because if we read her back and it keeps going on, it talks about that message that he gave you, that vision, it may not last for a long time. He says the vision is a witness pointing to what's coming. He's giving us some forewarning. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. And you know what's best about the message? It doesn't lie. Why doesn't it lie? Because God does not lie. So be ready for the message that God has for you. Don't be afraid to tell him how you feel. Don't be afraid to share your pains, your heartaches. Ask him your questions. He can handle it. He's God. And so we want you to just be very mindful of that God verse. I'm going to actually read it to you in the King James Version, because that's a version that many people are much more aware of than the Message Bible. And then we're going to share some other pieces of information with you. Chapter 2 of Habakkuk, it starts at the first verse. It says, I will stand upon my watch and set up upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. So I want you to be encouraged this evening. I want you to put a smile on your face, put a pep in your step, and know that God hears all of your complaints. He hears your moanings and groanings. He knows your thoughts before you even think of them. But you know what? God is going to answer your prayer. He is going to give you what you need. And when you get that word, share it with others. Let others be a part of your new life. Be a part of that new chapter in your life. Still has you, because he is not finished with you yet. And he is not a God that he should lie. So he made this promise to Habakkuk, and he's making it to you today. So be encouraged. Be excited. Let the Lord know that you trust him. You trust him with your whole heart. Obey him. Cast your cares upon him, because he said he will give you rest. That's a promise that I think you can take to the bank. So that is the short message I have for you. And we just want you to remember that you can always tell God how you feel. Don't be discouraged, but let him know that I don't understand what's going on in my life. I don't understand why things around me are happening the way they're happening. And then you just be patient and wait for an answer. And here's your homework assignment. Go buy your pretty journal so that you can write in it. You can write in it what you told God. And then when he answers, you can write down what he said. And then in the future, you can always refer back to it and say, you know, there was a time I doubted God. I didn't quite trust God. But I can see what he answered my prayers. And he will continue to do that your entire life. And share that with somebody else. That's going to be an exciting thing for you to experience and share others with. Okay, here's some other things I'd like to share with you this evening. Actually, a question I want to ask you. When was the last time you attended a funeral of a family member, a friend, a church member, a coworker, or maybe even a neighbor? Well, maybe you just heard about someone who passed this past week. There were 26 people that passed in just one setting this week. So we know of people who are experiencing grief and are having a hard time adjusting to some things in life. But I'm going to tell you, the next chapter, Widows Ministry, we're here to help widows and their families. And one of the ways we can help you is we published a book recently. It's maybe been about a year now. We should be celebrating our one-year anniversary of this book. But we wrote a book, published a book called A Widow's Touch. And inside of this, there are stories of many women who have lost their husbands, and they are telling you some of their secrets, some of their personal feelings. And you know what? You're not the only one that has had a hard time. You're not the only one that has had some challenges. So you get to identify with those stories of somebody else that may have experienced some of the same things you have. So as a Christmas gift, go on to Amazon.com. Some of us may have Amazon Prime. You don't even have to pay shipping. How wonderful is that? Order two or three copies and give them out as gifts to people that you know who have lost a loved one. They are written with from widows, but, you know, grief doesn't know a name. So even if it's somebody else, share a copy of that book with them. And we also have some other announcements, too, that we want to share, because the holidays is a very difficult time for some of us to get through when we've had, you know, people in our lives that have that have passed away. So what do you do? Thanksgiving is coming up, and that person that used to be at the Thanksgiving table last year isn't there this year. I remember it was shortly after my father's passing. We all went out to dinner, my family, my mom. And so it would have been six of us sitting at the table. So we got to the restaurant, and we all sat at the table, and there was this empty chair there. And I looked at the empty chair, and I just couldn't understand why my dad wasn't sitting in that chair. And it was very difficult for me to sit through there, so I stepped outside for a little while to kind of gather myself, because this was something that he would have normally been at. So, you know, at Thanksgiving dinner, you may have to look at an empty chair, and, you know, and that may be difficult. And as you put up the Christmas tree, maybe your husband was the one who went out and bought the tree. And so you're saying this year, oh, my, who's going to get the tree? So we have some things planned for you this year that will kind of help you a little bit in that process. Mary was going to share with us. I don't know that she's actually have gotten in yet. That there's a lot of polls tonight that are crowded, and people are actually got out to vote, which is a very good thing. So she may not come in, and she hasn't, then I'm going to actually share the information with you if she's not in yet. Let me see. No, I'm see her in. So anyway, I'm going to share some information with you. We have something called Holiday Blues, and so on Tuesday night, from 10 to 10:30, we want you to invite everybody you know that's experiencing any grief, any bereavement. And Mary is going to share with you for several weeks information that's going to help you get through the grieving process. She has put together some wonderful information that was going to help. So don't be at home struggling and worried. pick up the phone and call some people. Visit our Facebook page. It's Facebook with / the next chapter. Go on our Facebook page and you'll see some details about what's going on during that period of time. Put it on your, share it on your page. Let's get the word out. We're helping you get through your holiday blues. And that'll be from 10 to 10:30 every Tuesday night for about 6 weeks, starting next week. So I'm really excited about that. And a couple of other things we want to share with you is we're asking you to pray for our military wives, those who have people that are serving in the military. This is Veterans Day weekend, and we know that there was a recent experience in Niger, where four soldiers were killed, ambushed. And three of those soldiers had wives, but they all have family members and loved ones. So we know how difficult, you know, the pain is when we have had to bury somebody or hear about the loss of someone we love. So we want to keep those people in our prayers, pick up some cards, and become an active part of our Next Chapter with us ministry, where you can share with others the love that Christ has shared for you. I believe that's about all we have for this evening. We're going to probably finish up a little earlier because I wanted to reserve some time for Mary, but I don't think she's quite available yet. And also keep our leader. She is an awesome leader. Mary has just worked and worked and worked. This is not what she does. This is who she is in her church and her job and her community. She has impacted women all over the Atlanta area and even as far as other cities. So we want you to keep that in mind. Also, we want you to remember that we are both available to help you through any of your stages of grief. I'm in the financial services industry, so if you have questions that have to do with taxes, insurances, investments, any of those financial issues, you're not quite sure of how to handle some things, give us a call. We can also give you access to very cost-effective attorney, help you lower your auto and home insurance. There's a lot that we can do for you, but you just have to let us know. All right, we thank you for joining our call this evening. Remember to come back next Tuesday, 10 o'clock to 10:30, Mary Hollis will return, and she will be starting her series on Holiday Blues. Thank you so much for signing in. We love you very much. You take care. God loves you, and so do us.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. He said, James, you will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you trust me.
can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what is holy.
God is saying,